You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An 80-acre wildfire in Juneau County brought under control yesterday evening. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, fire crews, and local agencies battled the Warthog Fire on Monday afternoon. According to a release from the DNR, the fire originated in the town of Cutler and moved into the town of Kingston near the community of Mather. Portions of County Highway 173 were closed, and evacuations took place in the vicinity of the growing wildfire. 11 engines, 6 tractor plows, 2 air attack planes, and 2 Wisconsin Army National Guard Black Hawk helicopters assisted with the containment. The fire was brought under control around 6:40 Monday evening. No injuries have been reported, and people were able to return to their homes. Did you realize there is a Wisconsin connection to the new head of the Catholic Church? Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
The newly elected Pope Leo XIV, originally from Chicago, spent part of his religious career teaching in Oconomowoc. The man formerly known as Father Bob taught briefly at the Augustinian novitiate. Cardinal Robert Prevost is the first American to lead the Catholic Church and belongs to the Augustinian Order, which has active ministries in Milwaukee.
Gas prices continued to drop in Wisconsin last week. Lisa Hale has more.
Gas Buddy reports Wisconsin is seeing an average price of $2.91 a gallon, down 2.8 cents from last week. Head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan, said with only minor fluctuations for Memorial Day travel, he expects prices to remain low for the near future. 40 states saw average gas prices fall over the past week as refineries wrapped up their seasonal maintenance and prepared to boost output. Nationally, a gallon of gas averages $3.08.
Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.70 to $2.87 per gallon. School districts rely on technological devices for student access to learning. When those devices are damaged, students and parents could be liable for a hefty replacement fee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A new trend is short-circuiting education. Warnings have been going out across area schools about the Chromebook Challenge. It's a TikTok trend where students intentionally damage school laptops by inserting metal items into charging ports. Doing that can cause fires and toxic smoke. Letters going out to parents say that students could face big trouble in addition to the cost of replacing the $200 device.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The latest report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows a spike in the number of young people who are struggling. Over the past 10 years, the numbers have increased dramatically. Rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board. However, girls saw an overall higher increase. According to the data, Wisconsin boys are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls. Factors like rising food insecurity, lack of sleep, and feeling like they don't belong at their school play a significant role in mental health. These factors are worse for LGBTQ+ students and students of color. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism has unveiled the newest state highway map. The Wisconsin DOT used Geographic Information System data to help improve the paper version of the map, which the department says is still in high demand. Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says the map is more than a tool for motorists. It's a resource for discovery. The map features Wisconsin state parks, trails, and recreation areas, as well as historic sites and veterans memorials. Printed maps can be picked up for free at a number of locations, including state rest areas and welcome centers. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lose to the Guardians last night 5-0. Milwaukee with runners in scoring position 6 times, yet still shut out. Manager Pat Murphy says never mind that they're still only 2 games below 500.
We're all kind of struggling bad. Some teams would be with our situation. Some teams might be satisfied being in the hunt, but we're not playing well.
The Brewers say that pitcher Brandon Woodruff, now headed back to IL after injuring his right ankle in his last rehab start in basketball, NBA insider Shams Charania reporting on ESPN that this time the Bucks trading Giannis is on the table.
They have one first-round pick that they can trade 6 years from now. They have top-heavy salaries. And again, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time NBA MVP, he has not made any firm decisions about his future. But sources tell me for the first time in his 12-year NBA career as a Milwaukee Buck is open to exploring what it looks like potentially outside of Milwaukee.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise owes one of his biggest star-making roles to his sister. Cruise was visiting her in the mid-80s in New York City after finishing a film in Europe. The two of them saw Dustin Hoffman at a New York deli ordering takeout. Cruise said he and his sister went back and forth arguing like siblings before he finally agreed to go say hi to Hoffman. Hoffman was excited to meet Cruise and invited him backstage while he was doing Death of a Salesman the next night. As Cruise was leaving, Dustin Hoffman said, "I want to make a movie with you," and that movie ended up being Rain Man. Tom Hardy is known for his roles as a tough guy, but he recently told Esquire magazine how beaten his body is and added that he's not sure how long he can continue at this pace. Hardy mentioned he is suffering with a sciatica problem, multiple herniated discs in his back, plantar fasciitis, a pulled tendon in his hip, and has just finished two serious knee surgeries. Maybe switch to something a little easier on the body, Tom, like mixed martial arts. Thoughts and prayers is a saying we hear way too much lately, it seems. It was only a matter of time before it was the title of a movie. The film is about a musical reenactment of a 10-year-old high school tragedy. This is director Neetson Major's feature film directorial debut, and the material is based on her short film, which received Oscar buzz and is based on a true story. Major also wrote the film, which has a great ensemble cast, including Patrick Wilson, Molly Ringwald, Elizabeth Marvel, and Margaret Cho. And speaking of short stories, if you have one, you could possibly get $2 million for it. That is what Skydance paid for a sci-fi story called Drift, in which a disgraced space commander is pulled back into action to try and save his estranged son after he is kidnapped by a group from another world. According to Deadline, a good movie comparison is Gravity meets Arrival. $2 million for something that's been done before. Money well spent? No huge noise was made at the box office this past weekend. It was the same 1-2 punch, finishing in the top spots as last week. Thunderbolts was number one, bringing in 33 million big ones on a weekend that saw no new major releases. The Marvel film has reviewed well and seems to have legs and could possibly stay in the top slot until Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2 opens on May 23rd. And coming in second place for the second week in a row after 2 weeks at number one was Sinners. The vampire period piece has incredible box office legs and took in $22 million this past weekend. It's fourth on the big screen, bringing its total to $215 million domestically. Coming in third place is the resilient The Minecraft Movie. Rounding out the top five were The Accountant 2 and the newly released Clown in a Cornfield, which came in with just over $3 million. Who's ready for some Mission Impossible? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a sprinkle or isolated thundershower this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop into the mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated shower or thundershower with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.